弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
彼得在他 晚年的时候，他曾经劝勉我们。
And when Peter was advanced in age and in his last days, he had admonished us.
他说，如果有人问起我们心中盼望的缘由。
And he said, if anyone asks us the reason of our belief,
就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Then we shall prepare ourselves and always reply everyone with meekness and gentleness.
弟兄姊妹，如果彼得今天在这里问我们，到底我们活着是为什么？
And if Peter were here to ask us, what are we living for?
我们会怎么回答他？
And how shall we answer?
我们曾经想过吗？
Have we ever thought about it?
我们曾经预备过吗？
And are we prepared for it?
在美国有一个很有名的心理学家，他就曾经问过这个问题。
And there's a famous psychologist who had once asked this.
他先后问过了3000个人关于这个问题。
And he had asked about 3000 people on the same question.
弟兄姊妹，在我讲他的统计答案之前，我想问弟兄姊妹，到底我们活着为什么？
And before I give you the statistics set, and then I want to ask you first, and what are we living for?
不管年长的、年轻的，我们现在问一下，我这一生活着是为了什么？
And regardless of your age, let us all ask ourselves, what are we living for?
在这3000个被他问过的人里面，
Among the 3000 who had asked, who had been asked this question,
这个结果让这个心理学家自己大大的意外。
And then as he found out the answer, he was rather amazed.
94% 的人告诉他说。
And 94% of the people gave this answer.
那答案都是差不多的。
And they had a similar answer.
他就是过着现在的生活，忍受现在，但是盼望一个更好的将来。
And they said they were just to live and to endure, and so they have some kind of hope for the future.
你问这些高中生、初中生，他们就希望早一点不要再做功课。
And if you ask the people in, students in high school and middle school, then they said their hope is not to do so much homework.
赶快能够毕业。
And so they will graduate soon.
可以开自己要开的车子。
And then they can drive their car of their choice.
你问那些单身的们，你现在心里面最大的盼望跟目的是什么？
And if we are to ask those who are single, and what is your greatest hope?
他希望建立一个他所想要的家庭。
And then they will reply they want a family.
你问那些正在养孩子的父母亲，他的盼望是什么？
And those who already have family, if you ask them what they hope for,
他可能会希望孩子们早一点上大学。
And they say, oh, they want their children to grow up and go to college.
弟兄姊妹，我们在每一个阶段的里面，我们好像都对我们目前没有那么珍惜，那么宝贵。
And as if each time when we ask the same question, we discover we are not very treasuring the current state.
我们的心都盼望将来有一个更好的生活。
And we always hope for a better life in the future.
94% 的人都是类似这样子的答案。
And 94% of the people gave a similar answer.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等希望我们中间94%的人不是这个答案。
But then we hope for 94% of us among us give the different answer.
弟兄姊妹，上一次我们聚会的时候，我曾经讲过一句话。
And last time as we met, and I talked about this.
一个没有目的的人生是一个盲目的人生。
And a person who had no hope in his life is living a numb life.
一个没有崇高目的的人生是一个不值得过的人生。
And a person who does not have a high goal and his life is not worthwhile living.
一个没有崇高目的的人生是一个没有价值和意义的人生。
And if a person does not have a high goal, then his worth and his value of life is nothing.
从我们年轻的时候，我们就说我们这一代是一个迷失失迷的一代。
And even when we were young, we discovered that this generation is the generation that is lost.
我已经一下子过了30年过来了，我觉得我们这一代还是没有人找到方向。
And suddenly I discovered 30 years had gone by, and I discovered so many people still are lost.
现代的年轻人已经失迷到一个地步，他们不知道他们失迷了。
And the generation today, and they are so lost that they don't even know where they are.
因为整个世界同伴、父母、老师都在失迷的里面，他不觉得孤单了。
And because all their peers, the school and the family, they are all lost and they don't feel anything about it.
我们全都失迷了。
And we are all lost.
弟兄姊妹，没有目的的人生是一个盲目的人生。
And a life without hope is a life of meaningless.
一个没有崇高目的的人生，没有一个准确目的的人生，是一个没有价值的人生。
And a life that is without goal and without value, and it's without value.
从前有一个很有钱的人，他在乡下买了一个别墅。
And there was once a person who was so wealthy and he bought a house in the countryside.
当房子弄好了以后，他搬下去度假。
And when the mansion was ready and he would take a vacation in it,
有一天他出来在田间散步的时候,
and one day he came out to have a walk by the field,
他看见一个农夫在田里面插秧,
and he discovered a farmer is bending over to put some to plant.
他发现这个农夫插秧的速度这么快, 而且这么准确,
and discovered the farmer is planting rather quickly and accurately.
他发现他插得这么笔直笔直的, 而且一颗跟一颗之间距离这么好,
and he found out that the farmer was amazingly straight in his line.
就他觉得很奇怪, 在那个农夫休息的时候, 他就去问他,
and so he was curious and asked the farmer as he was taking a break.
他说你怎么做得到这么快的速度能够插得这么直这么准?
He asked the farmer, how come you can do it so quickly and accurately?
那个农夫笑着说, 他说先生, 我告诉你以前, 你自己下来插一行试试看。
And the farmer said, before I give you the answer, why don't you try to plant like I did?
所以反正他去度假, 他也很高兴, 卷起裤子来, 他就去插了。
And since he had nothing else to do, so he just rolled up his pants and he's starting to plant.
等到他插完一行以后, 他后来一看, 杂乱无章了。
And after he finished doing it, and then he took one look at it and found out it's all crooked.
更亲身体会到是一件不容易的事情。
Then he realized himself that it is so difficult a task.
所以他就更好奇，想知道答案。
And so he was more curious now.
那个农夫告诉他。
Then the farmer said.
他说：“先生，当你在插的时候。
”Then Mr. As you were planting down.
你每插一颗，你的眼睛要盯着你前面的目标啊，看准一个目标，就一直照着那个目标一路走过去。
And he said, as you plant down one piece, you have to look.Your eyes have to be focused on the next goal, and then you will plant down there.
他说你要不要再 try 一次?
And he said, why don't you try again?
他又下去了。
And then the person would follow through.
这次他定了一个目标以后就这样插。
And now he is fixing a fixed point, and then he started planting.
插完以后回来一看呢。
And then as he turned back and looked,
他虽然不像第一次那样子的杂乱无章。
And although it was not as crooked as the first time he did it,
但是这次插完的时候是一个 curve, 是的。
But this time after he planted and he discovered that he had planted in a roll of curve.
所以这个他又问农夫到底怎么回事。
And then he asked, what did I do wrong?
农夫说你刚才看什么东西。
And the farmer said, what did you looking at before?
他说我在看那条老牛啊，他在那里吃草啊。
And he said, suddenly I was looking at the bull and he was eating.
农夫说你不能够看一个善变移动的目标。
And the farmer advised him not to fix his eyes on something that is constantly shifting.
因为那个牛吃草就慢慢一步一步在那里移动，所以他就跟着他就这样子。
And because the cow, as he was grazing and he is moving along.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活是不是常常杂乱无章？
And do we find our life chaotic?
因为我们没有一个清楚的目标。
And because oftentimes it's because we do not have a clear goal.
有的时候我们好像我们有了一个目标。
And sometimes as if we discover some kind of goal.
我们好像常常一直都活在目标里面。
And as if we live by it.
但是那个目标是一直在那里改变。
But then if that goal continuously shifting.
随着我们初中、高中、大学、结婚、生孩子，我们一直在那里改变我们的目标。
And we discover if we look back in our life, elementary school, middle school, high school, and college, they are all changing all the time.
其实我们不知不觉在那里偏离正路。
And actually, gradually, we are moving away from the right path.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要一个永恒不变的目标，成为我们人生的目标。
But today, we know we want to obtain a goal that is steadfast.
一个没有目标的人生是一个盲目和失迷的人生。
And a life without goal is lost and it will get lost again and again.
一个没有崇高和准确目标的人生是一个没有价值和意义的人生。
And without a high and a precise goal is a life that is without value.
一个没有崇高目的的人生是一个不值得过的人生啊。
And if we do not find a high goal in our life, then it is not a life that is worthwhile living.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是为着神的荣耀所创造的。
As we know, we are all created for God's glory.
我们是为着神的荣耀所被制作出来的。
And we are to be made accordingly.
神在我们身上太荣耀的旨意在我们的身上。
And God has such a glorious goal on each of us.
人生最高的目的就是照他的神，活在他的旨意里面。
The highest goal of man is to live according to the God who created him.
神造我们，要叫我们成为他蒙爱的对象。
And God wants to create us as the object of His love.
他要把他一切的恩典、丰富的救恩 在他的生命里面赐给我们。
And so that he can impart to us all his richness and blessing.
换句话说，第一件事情，神造我们，要叫我们承受他的生命。
And in other words, the first purpose of God creating us is for us to inherit his life.
而神造我们第二个荣耀的目的。
But then there is the second glorious purpose.
让这个生命在我们的生活里面能够被彰显出他的美丽来。
And so that is that through his life that we can live out his glory and beauty.
而当我们真这样子活着的时候，
And if we live by it,
你发现不仅仅你是一个最蒙福最喜乐的人，
then you discover not only you are the most blessed and glorious person.
哦，荣耀的神缠绕我的生命，缠绕我的世界。
And you discover this glorious God has become your life and your world.
他是我一切的一切。
And he has become your all and in all.
他是我的喜乐。
And he becomes your joy.
他是我的平安。
And he is my peace.
他是我的力量。
And he is my strength.
他是我的圣洁。
And he is my holiness.
哦，他是我荣耀的盼望。
And he is my hope of glory.
他是一切。
And he has become my all.
而另外一方面。
And on the other hand,
当神真的在我们里面活出他自己荣美的生命来的时候，
if God truly can live out through us,
我们所有周围的人要从我们这个人身上得到祝福。
And then everyone around us will be blessed through us.
你的家要因着你得到祝福。
And your family will be blessed because of you.
你工作单位的同事和老板要因着你那个人而得到祝福。
And your working environment, even your employer will be blessed because of your existence.
今年教会因着你踏进了神家，教会也要因你而得到祝福。
And if you live by God, then even the church will be blessed because of your presence here.
人为着神的荣耀造的。
And man is created for God's purpose.
个人是这样。
It is true individually.
家庭是这样。
And it is also true for each family.
教会也是这样。
And it is like so also for the church.
上一次我们有一节圣经我们没有读，我们需要补读啊。使徒行以弗所书第二章。
Last time we missed reading a verse, and that is from Acts chapter 2.
No, 以弗所书第二章。
Sorry, Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章十九节到二十二节。
Verses 19-22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。弟兄姊妹，讲到我们受尽得救以后，我们不再是一个外人，我们是神家里的人，是与圣徒同国的。
And verse 19 says that after we are baptized, we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens with the saints.
然后底下就说到所有得救的人，神在我们身上都有一个建造的工作。
And then we talked about that on all the person who was redeemed, that God has a glorious purpose for them.
要谢牧做讲道的。
One must admire to preach.
给我们这么好的水给我们喝。
Because we have good water now.
不再是外人和客旅。
And it's no longer strangers or aliens.
跟神跟弟兄姊妹是一家人。
But then we have become household of God with brothers and sisters in God.
这是我们每一个人都喜欢听到的。
And that is something we all like to hear.
活在神家的爱中。
That we may live in the house, in the love of his house.
神是家长，主耶稣是大哥哥，哎，这个家 wonderful.
And God is the head of the house, and Jesus is the older brother, and everyone was blessed.
在这底下就开始讲到，这一般人不仅仅成为家人，成为蒙爱的人。
And then what follows, it says that not only these people have become the members of the household of God,
他们底下就被神摆到一个建造的工作里面去。
And immediately they are placed in a position that they are ready to be built up.
他要把我们建造成为主的圣殿，十九节下半。
And because God wants them to be built up into a holy temple.
好，说到我们要被他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And so that we are being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不管个人，不管家庭，不管教会，都在这个荣耀的目的里面。
So now we should be conscious of the glorious purpose. Doesn't matter individually or in your family or the church.
神不仅仅希望你、你的家和你所在的教会成为他所爱、所施恩的对象。
And because God not only wants you and your family and your church is to be the object of His love.
神也希望你、你的家和你所在的教会成为神的居所。
Because God also wants you, your family, and His church, and to be the dwelling place of God.
这位宇宙中独一的真神要住在我们里面呢。
And this only one God in the whole universe wants to abide in us.
弟兄姊妹，1999年台湾为了一颗佛牙，把它引到台湾去了。
And in the year 1999, people from Taiwan made a big deal because they obtained a tooth of Buddha.
后来发现是一颗假牙。
And then they discovered later on it is actually false.
不，假的佛牙不是假牙，假的佛牙。
It is not from the Buddha himself.
但是那一年去的时候，多少人沿街跪在地上欢迎他。
But then as they heard that news, then a lot of people just prostrate on the floor to receive it.
我看到一个照片，有那么多虔诚的佛教徒，漂亮的年轻女孩子把她的长发披在地上，佛牙从她面前经过。
And as we looked at the pictures, the many young girls then with their long hair on sweeping on the floor to receive that tooth.
最近为了一个佛的指头到台湾去。
And recently another rumor started there's thatA finger of Buddha had gone to Taiwan.
又是万人空巷，几万人到马路上跪在那里迎接他。
And again, thousands of people, Taiwanese, they just go to the street to receive it.
弟兄姊妹，一个死掉的一个指头跟牙齿，人都这样子拜他。
And brothers and sisters, when we look at this dead thing from a body, and people worship those.
而今天那位独一的真神说：“你们是我的居所。”
But then the unique one God has said that you are my dwelling place.
这位伟大的神住在我们里面啊。
And this great God has come to dwell in us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，保罗急到一个地步说岂不知。
And so therefore, brothers and sisters, let us pay attention to Paul saying, don't you know?
你怎么会不知道这件事情呢？
And how come we don't know?
你们就是神的殿。
That you are the temple of God.
这个殿是圣洁的，这个殿就是你们。
And this temple is holy and it is you.
他到了第六章又再讲一次，岂不知道你们的身体是圣灵的殿吗？
And in chapter 6, he repeatedly said that, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要神开我们的眼睛啊。
Oh, we must ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我这个人算得了什么？
And what do I count?
满身毛病的这个身体算得了什么？
And I count as nothing before the Lord.
而圣经上说，岂不知道你的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？
But then the Bible tells us that don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy
Spirit? 岂不知道你们就是圣灵的殿吗？
And don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲重建圣殿的时候，跟我们每一个人都发生关系的。
And so when we're talking about rebuilding the temple, we should know that it is something related to me personally.
你千万不要以为是2500年前以色列
的历史而已。And don't just look at it as the history of the people of Israel.
跟你的家跟你的教会发生绝对的关系。
And it has to do with you, your family and your church.
神要叫我们起来重建城墙。
For God is calling us to come and to rebuild the wall.
也要重建我们里面的圣殿。
And also we must to rebuild this holy temple within.
被仇敌拆毁，被仇敌羞辱破坏的，神要我们重新建造起来。
And for what the enemy has destroyed and stolen away and killed, and God wants us to rebuild it.
我们没有时间读这个经文，但是你们写下来，列王记上第八章第十节。
And why don't you jot it down the first
第八章第十节。
First Kings chapter 8 verse 10
然后你讲到当圣殿盖好的时候，耶和华的荣光充满了这个殿啊。
It talked about that day when the temple was finished, the glory of the Lord came to fill it.
所有的祭司没有办法站着来侍奉神。
And not one priest could stand to serve the God.
弟兄姊妹，那你讲到那个殿造的神的心意被建造起来的时候。
And it talked about when the purpose of God was fulfilled on that day.
神马上照着他的应许充满这个殿啊。
Then God would come according to his promise to fill it.
所罗门认识神，他祷告说：“天和天上的天都不够你居住。”
And Solomon knew God and said that heavens and the heavens of heavens is not enough for you to dwell.
你怎么会住一个人所造的一个殿宇呢？
And then what can we build for you to dwell in?
神自己也说过：“我从出了埃及，在旷野以来，我何曾住过你们的殿宇？”
And God himself said that ever since I bring you up from the Egypt and go through the Red Sea, have I ever dwelt in the temple that you made?
但是姊妹，当圣殿一盖好的时候，
But then when the temple was rebuilt,
你发现神马上用他的荣光充满，大大的充满。
Then we all read that God would come immediately to fill it with his glory.
而且祭司没有办法站着供职。
And not even one priest could stand to serve him.
而到了列王记上第九章第一节到第三节的时候，
And when it comes to 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 1 through 3,
那你说到神就向他们显现。
And then talked about the revelation of God appearing to them.
神说我愿纳你们的殿宇。
And God says, I will accept this temple.
他要把它分别为圣。
And he sanctified it.
这一个房子再也不是一个物质的房子。
And this building is no longer just material.
这个房子成为神的居所。
It has become a temple of the Lord.
原来他们的金银木材跟在市场上的金银木材没什么不同。
Originally, their gold and the building material is no different from those of the market.
就像我们这些人原来跟世人没有什么不同。
And just like people like you and me, it's no different from the people of the world before.
但是当我们照着神的心意被建造起来奉献给神的时候
But if we were to offer ourselves to the Lord and to be built up together as a holy temple,
这个房子再也不一样了。
Then this one is different from that of the world.
这个人再也不一样了。
This person is now different.
神说我要把它分别为圣，成为我的居所。
Because God will sanctify himself to become his holy abode.
弟兄姊妹，你知道底下主耶稣神讲了一句什么话吗？
And do you know what the Lord himself has said?After this,
他说我的眼我的心要藏在其上
And he says, my eyes and my heart will be upon it always.
哦，弟兄姊妹，一个人真正为了爱的耶稣，为爱耶稣的缘故，把自己奉献给神。
If there's truly a person who will offer himself to the Lord because of his love,
哦，真的尊重神住在他里面的这个事实。
And truly honor the fact that the Lord is dwelling within him.
我们不知道神的心要得到多大的满足啊。
And then we know that this knowledge is satisfying the Lord.
神说我的眼我的心藏在其上。
And for the Lord himself said that my eyes and my heart will be upon him.
买过新车对不对？
Have we ever bought a new car?
当我第一次买新车的时候，住在 apartment 二楼，一天几次从楼上跑下来，下去看我的新车。
When I obtained my first new car, and even though I was living on the second floor in an apartment, but then throughout the day I would come down a few times to look check out my new car.
眼在他身上，心在他身上。
And my eyes and my heart was upon my new car.
不准人家在我车上吃东西。
And I would not allow anyone to eat in my car.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们的眼，我们的心就受到我们所爱的。
And my eyes and our eyes and our heart is talking about our love.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣殿这么叫神的心得到满足。
And we know this holy temple is satisfying the Lord.
没有多久。
Not much afterwards.
他们就忘记了爱他们的神。
And then they have forgotten the Lord who loved them.
他们在神以外另立偶像。
And then apart from God, they have set other idols.
所罗门建的圣殿。
After Solomon built the temple,
就在所罗门还活着的时候，他就开始去拜祭别神。
And even Solomon still lived, and he started to worship other idols.
底下接下来几百年以色列的历史，永远脱离不了拜偶像的历史。
And then following the hundreds of years, and you know, the Israelites could never depart from the fact that they had worshipped idols.
到了以西结书第九章到十一章，我上次提过。
And until Ezekiel chapter 9 through 11, the last time I mentioned him,
神的荣耀从厄基六伯上面至圣所里面开始离开了。
And then glory of God started to depart from between the cherubims and away from them.
他是那么痛苦，那么依依不舍地离开了他的居所。
And with much pain and reluctance, then the Lord had to depart.
当初为了爱他而盖的居所，今天百姓扭转肩头。不承认他。
And the holy temple that was built because of their love for the Lord, and suddenly the people had turned away from the Lord.
他一再的容忍，一再的宽容，一再的呼召他们悔改。
And God was still patient and to endure and calling them back again and again.
但是神的百姓越堕落越深。
But then the people of the Lord fallen deeper and deeper.
到最后，神的荣耀离开以色列。
Until the glory of God had departed from Israel.
从至圣所到圣殿的门槛，到了外院。
From the most holies to the threshing floor and until to the outer courts.
到了城的东门。
And to the east gate.
神舍不得离开。
God did not want to depart.
在东门停留了一阵。
And he tarried there for a while.
百姓还是不悔改。
People still did not return.
神的荣耀从东城出去到东城的山上。
And the glory of God exited through East Gate to the East Mountain.
百姓还是不悔改。
And the people of the Lord still did not repent.
我们看见神的荣耀从东城的山上升上去。
And then we saw that the glory of God had ascended from the East Mountain.
弟兄姊妹，如果神再也不是我们生活的目的和中心，我们这个人就是一个空洞的殿宇。
And if God has not become our purpose and our live, the reason for our living, then we become a hollow temple.
我们的人生是一个虚空没有意义的人生。
Then our life is but vanity without meaning.
我们的人生是一个不值得活的人生。
Then our life is worthless.
没有多久，以色列亡国了。
And not much afterwards, the kingdom of Israel had fallen.
整个圣殿被拆毁。
And the holy temple was torn apart.
仇敌放火焚烧，仇敌践踏神的居所。
The enemy came and to burn up the city and to trample over the people of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那么一个悲惨的结局摆在我们面前。
And it was such a tragedy presented before our eyes.
为了让弟兄姊妹有一点更深刻的体会。
In order for us to understand this deeper.
原来我讲一个真实的故事给你们听。
And pardon me to tell you a true story.
有一个从欧洲移民到美国的一个小女孩。
And there was a little girl who immigrated from Europe to the States.
这是一个非常真的故事。
And it was a true story.
她从小在一个敬虔的基督教家庭长大。
And she was raised in a godly Christian family.
父母在各方面教育她，希望她将来能够成为一个贤妻良母。
And her family tried their best to cultivate the child in order to bring her up as a lady.
她跟任何一个年轻的女孩子一样，她对她的未来充满了盼望，充满了憧憬。
But she was no different from any other girl. She had great hope for her future.
她不仅仅希望找到一个吸引她的人，也能够找到一个她爱的人。
Not only she hoped for a gentleman who is attracted to her, but also she would love greatly.
当她长成的时候
，and as she becomes of age.
后来在教会里面认识了一个。新得救的弟兄
And then she met a new believer in the church.
这个弟兄对她非常的照顾，非常的体贴。
And that brother took great care of her and became her good friend.
他打动了她的芳心。
And then gradually her heart was taken by him.
她受吸引。
And she was attracted to him.
她也慢慢把她的感情放在这个人的身上。
And gradually her emotion was towards him also.
经过了一段时间的交往以后。
And after a period of courtship.
他们有情人终成眷属，他们建立了家庭。
And then they enter into marriage and build a family.
在这底下，一个晴天霹雳的痛苦临到了这个这么单纯、这么爱他先生的一个姊妹身上。
But suddenly, an earth-shattering pain came to this sister.
她结婚以后才发现，她的先生原来是一个同性恋。
And after she got married, then she discovered her husband was actually homosexual person.
从来不跟他有任何性的关系。
And they never enter into intimacy of sex.
然后他出去跟别的男人有性的关系。
But then he went out to have sex with other men.
因为姊妹，这是他婚前完全不知道的一件事。
It was something that the sister could never discover before she got married.
从小父母这么相爱，也一直教育他怎样要好好的将来来服侍他的家。
And from her young age, she was taught by her parents that, you know, about love between husband and wife.
她带着爱进入了那个家庭。
And she had hoped for such love and enter into her own family.
而那个家给她的是 surprise, 是伤害和更深的痛苦。
But then when it came to her own family, she was greatly surprised and she had a lot of pain.
她的先生刚刚开始不好意思，到后来就开始变成恼羞成怒，常常欺负她，打她。
And in the beginning, her husband was trying to make excuse, but then after a while, it became a fact, and he was angry at her.
弟兄姊妹，她为什么里面痛苦？因为她太爱她的先生。
And she was greatly grieved within because she loved her husband.
如果没有爱，她里面没有这个痛苦。
And without true love for her husband, she would not be grieved so greatly.
也后来，他的一个长辈问我们说，他到底可不可以离婚
？And then after a while, then she asked someone else, and could she get a divorce?
每一次他回到那个家中，那个家叫他痛苦。
And every time when she returned home, she had pain.
他每一次带着盼望回到那个家，都是带着痛苦，依依不舍，他离开这个家。
And every time when she had hope to re-enter the family, and she had to leave again, a bit of misery.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神，他这一生就是乐意与人同住的神。
And our God is so willing to dwell with men.
他何等喜乐住在我们的家中，我们的教会里面。
And He wants to dwell in us, in our family and our church.
那这多少次他带着喜乐、带着爱、带着盼望来到我们中间。
And so often He come with joy and hope, and it come with among us.
但是有多少次他带着受伤、带着依依不舍，他离开我们。
And time and again, and He was hurt, and then He had to reluctantly leave.
主耶稣来的时候责备他们，这殿要称为。 我父的殿成为万民祷告的殿。
And so the Lord rebuked them and say that this temple should be the temple of the temple of prayers.
你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
But then you have made it become a den of robbers.
主耶稣每一次最后一次进到耶路撒冷的时候，他每一天都进到圣殿里面来。
And in the last days of the Lord and on earth, and he was entering into the temple every day.
马可福音说到主耶稣进了圣殿以后，他就细细地查看每一件事情。
In Gospel of Mark, recorded that when Jesus entered into the temple, he examined everything in detail.
弟兄姊妹，如果你那时候跟在主耶稣面前，你会陪着主耶稣哭啊。
And if you were accompanying Jesus at the time, then you would cry with Jesus.
这个圣殿变质了。
And because the temple has changed its nature.
这个圣殿被污秽了。
And the temple is now defiled.
里面没有一样真正为着神的。
And there is nothing that can be found that was for the Lord.
耶稣看完了以后，耶稣就出城。
And then after Jesus looked at the temple, then he had to depart from the city.
他没有办法住在这里。
For he could not stay in there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我求求你们不要像听历史故事一样听这段圣经。
I beg you not to listen to this story like just listen to some stories of history.
岂不知你们就是神的殿吗？
And don't you know you are the temple of God?
这个殿是圣的，这个殿就是你们啊。
And this temple is holy and it is you.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神怜悯我们。
And we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
我们里面有多少的罪恶？然后主相信。
And there's so much filth and sin in us that caused the Lord grief.
多少我们里面的思想，我们对人的恶念，是连人都不好意思让他知道的。
And so often we have thoughts that is so evil towards others that we can so embarrassed even to mention it.
主耶稣一次一次的回到我们里面，细细的查看每一样。
Then the Lord would come and to look at you time and again in detail.
到了天晚了，他只好出城去。
Until the end of the day, and then he had to leave.
弟兄姊妹，所以当以色列归回的百姓要重建圣殿的时候，
and so when the people of Israel return and have a desire to rebuild the temple,
你知道这件事情在神的心里面是多大的事吗？
And don't you know this is a great thing in the heart of God?
哈该书告诉我们说，你们看过从前殿的人，再看现在这个殿，这个殿算得了什么？
And the prophet Haggai said, if you have seen the previous glory and you look at this temple built now, what does it matter?
就是外面来看真是算不了什么。
And because on the outside, it is really not comparable.
但是神却说这殿要被我的荣耀充满，而这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
Then the Lord had a great declaration that this, the glory of this temple, the latter glory will be greater than the former glory.
每一次我想到这个世代神的儿女，我心里面何等的痛苦啊！
And every time when I think of the children of the Lord in this generation, my heart aches.
我们一代不如一代啊！
And it is so true that one generation cannot be compared with the previous.
我们多少的前辈和先祖，他们是用血走出他们的一生。
And so often our forefathers, they have tread on the way through their own blood.
弟兄姊妹，看过他们，再看我们，我们不得看的，看不上眼的。
And if you have looked.Read the story, then look at ourselves. We're just so shameful.
多少爱主的高言大志在神面前经不起考验的。
And so many people who have boasting words about how they would serve the Lord, but they cannot be tested.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
当我们真心起来重建的时候，
And if we have a true heart to rise to rebuild,
虽然我们算不了什么，
Though we are worthless people,
这个教会算不了什么，
And though this church is not a big matter,
你们的传道人更算不了什么。
And your minister is nothing.
但是主却是真的。
But then the Lord is true.
他对我们的期望却是真的。
And his hope for each of us is true.
他要再回到我们中间来。
For he desired to return in our midst.
他说这个殿要再被我的荣耀充满。
And he says this temple will once again be filled by my glory.
末后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
And the latter glory shall be greater than the former.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
不要再觉得这段圣经跟你没有关系。
And do never feel that this passage has nothing to do with it.
重建圣殿说到我们重建人生的目的。
And to rebuild the temple, talk about we are rebuilding the purpose of our existence.
一个没有目的的人生是一个失迷和盲目的人生。
A person's life without a purpose is a numb life.
你就算有目的，如果是一个错误的目的，把我们带到灭亡之路。
And even if you have discovered some kind of hope and it's the wrong purpose, then it will lead you in the wrong path.
没有一个崇高的目的是一个没有价值的人生。
And there is never a high goal that is without value for your life.
没有一个崇高目的的人生是一个不值得过的人生。
And a life that is without a high goal for the Lord is worthless.
而我们的目的何等的尊贵。
And how noble is our purpose in God?
你我是为着神的荣耀而被创造的。
For you and I are created for God's glory.
神拣选我们成为他的居所。
And God has chosen us to be His people.
保罗再三提醒我们，岂不知道你们就是神的殿吗？
And Paul has time and again repeatedly said that, don't you know that you are the temple of God?
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里重建圣殿的时候。
And when we are here to rebuild the temple,
仇敌一定不甘心要来破坏我们。
And the enemies would not easily allow us to do so.
在圣经里面，我们看见当他们一开始重建的时候。
And from the Bible, we know that as the people starting to rebuild,
仇敌马上就来威胁他们。
And then the enemy will immediately threaten them.
要加入跟他们一起来建造。
And they even disguise themselves and wanted to be participating in this.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神家需要有分别的灵。
But then in the house of the Lord, we must have a discerning spirit.
我们不容许任何外邦世人的做法掺到神的建造里面来。
And we will not allow any worldly method to enter into the Lord's way.
而这些人说，我们跟你们一同建造，我们也是敬拜神的人。
And as these people say, we will come to rebuild with you, we also worship God.
所罗巴伯、约书亚这么稳的站住，我们建造的事跟你们无份。
And Zerubbabel and Jeshua said that, firmly stand and said, our building is You cannot participate.
你不要把世界的做法和肉体的污秽带到神的殿里面来。
And do not enter into this rebuilding with the methods of the world and the filth of your flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情让仇敌更火大了。
And these replies will cause the enemy to be even more fiercely against it.
圣经上告诉我们，那地的民在犹大人建造的时候，就是让他们手发软。
And then the Bible tells us that the people of the land then will cause the people of rebuilding to tremble in the hand.
扰乱他们，要败坏他们的谋算。
And to disturb them and to destroy their plan.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当你要重建你自己的生命的时候，
and if you want to rebuild your own life,
当你要重建你的家庭，
and if you want to rebuild your family,
当我们教会要起来建造的时候，
and if our church wants to rise up to rebuild,
大家预备好，一定有仇敌的冷言朝语在这里讥笑我们，攻击我们。
And our heart must beware and to be prepared to take the mocking and the sneering of the enemy.
但是这一件事情在神的眼中。
And this thing in the eyes of the Lord.
等一下，我们从先知的安慰和劝勉的话里面，我们知道神一再告诉他们，你们要刚强。
From the words of the encouragement from the prophet, and we know that we must be firm.
神要亲手来坚固他们。
And the Lord Himself will hold up their hands.
因为这个殿是为着神的，不是为着人的。
And because this temple is prepared for God, not man.
所以外面一定会有仇敌的搅扰。
And so the external foes will attack continuously.
可能你猜想起来爱主，就突然被工作 lay off 了。
And as you desire to rise up to serve the Lord and love Him more, and then you got laid off.
你很想去参加那个聚会，结果你的孩子突然生病了。
And you want to attend that meeting, but suddenly something wrong with your child.
你在神家才尽心竭力把自己摆上，人家说你是一个好表现的人。
And if you want to contribute to the house of the Lord, then people say you want a name for yourself.
你好不容易顺从圣灵的感动，你在会中起来祷告，人家说我们不要做一个看得见的服事。
And then if you are moved by the Holy Spirit, wants to stand and to pray, then somebody say, we don't pray for people to hear.
弟兄姊妹，各式各样仇敌的诡计要来破坏神家真实的建造。
There's all kinds of evil planning that is from the enemy against us.
而在我们里面。
But within us,
本身这个使命在我们里面都要面临考验。
And we know the mission in our hearts will be also tested.
我们真看见神荣耀的旨意。
And if we have truly seen the glorious purpose of God,
如果我们心里面真正爱我们的主，
and if our heart truly loves the Lord,
我们一定爱他的旨意，爱他的教会。
And we also will love His purpose and love His church.
因为教会是他的身体。
And because the church is His body,
是他保养顾惜的。
And it's what he treasured and tempered most.
为什么保罗说, 任何人敢毁坏这个殿, 神要毁坏他。
And that's why Paul said if anyone tries to destroy this temple, and God would destroy him.
所以弟兄姊妹, 仇敌让我们借着祷告交到神的手中, 我们专心于神的托付。
And we must through prayers commit ourselves to the Lord and to wholeheartedly and faithfully and accomplish His will.
我们最大的挑战还不在外面。
And our greatest challenge is actually not the external foes. But the greatest challenge arises from within us.
我们很容易放弃,
and because it's easier for us to let go.
我们很容易妥协,
or to compromise.
我们很容易掺杂,
or to have mixed feelings about it.
我们读一段圣经在哈该书,
and let us turn to the book of Haggai.
Chapter 1,
verses
2
through
9.
我念给你们听。 I'll read for you.
万军之耶和华如此说, 这百姓说, 建造耶和华殿的时候, 尚未来到, 那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说, 这殿仍然荒凉, 你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗? 现在万军之耶和华如此说, 你们要省察自己的行为, 你们撒的种多收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破旧的囊中。换句话说，你想存钱也都存不下钱。In
other words, you either want to save money, but you cannot.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要散伤取木料建造这殿。 我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。你们盼望多得，所得的却少。你们收到家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。弟兄姊妹，这里说到另外一个大的挑战和考验。And
here we discover a greater challenge and test.
是讲到我们里面自己的那个使命。
Let's talk about the mission in us. Is it firm or not?
最大的困难和挑战不光在外面。
And the greater challenge does not come from the external.
最大的挑战和困难永远在我们这个人的里面。
And the greatest challenge is always come up from within us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一碰到难处的时候，
And when we face challenge,
当我们一看见这个荒凉的情形的时候，
And when we look at the difficulties and the desolation,
我们很容易就说， 建造耶和华殿的时候还没有来到。
And then it is easy for us to say, oh, it is not the time to rebuild yet.
我们一生的孩子, 我们就说孩子太小了, 现在不是我建殿的时候。
And because we have a newborn child, and we say, it is not time for me to rebuild yet.
我们一生病了, 我们就觉得现在不是建殿的时候。
And when we have some sickness, then we say, now is not the convenient time to rebuild the temple.
我们一失业受到挫折了, 我们说我们要先解决问题, 现在不是建殿的时候。
And suddenly we lost our job, and we got struck bad, and we say, now is not the time to rebuild the temple.
弟兄姊妹，神的百姓开始建殿以后，没有多久就停工了。
And as the children of people of the Lord started to rebuild the temple, and soon afterwards they stopped.
一直停到大力乌作王的时候，他们停了将近16年。
Until Darius became king, and then they have stopped the construction for 16 years almost.
整个16年，神家只有根基，全部没有建造。
For 16 years, the house of the Lord only laid the foundation, but not put no construction upon it.
虽然我们救赎的根基有了, 但是上面没有任何的建造。
Although we found redemption to be our foundation, but then we could not build upon it.
弟兄姊妹, 我们得救了多久?
And how long have we been saved?
从我们有了这个救赎的根基到现在, 神在我们身上建造的工作进行了多少?
And from the time we recognize this foundation and redemption, how much God could build upon us.
弟兄姊妹, 16年的时间,
for 16 years long,
是一个不被神数算的日子,
and are the days that cannot be counted by God.
因为完全没有任何的建造,
and because there is no construction on it.
所以神差遣先知起来说劝勉的话,
and so therefore the Lord sent his prophets to give the words of admonishment.
所以哈该在第一章里面先奉耶和华的命来责备神的百姓,
and so in the beginning Haggai was sent by God to rebuke his people,
来提醒他们一件事情,
and to remind them of this one thing.
你拼命在那里盖你自己的房子, 住天花板的房屋,
and you have spend time to rebuild your house with panels.
但是你发现你花了这么多的功夫，你得到的却这么少。
And you discover that you spend a lot of time, but what you obtain is so little.
好像你赚了这么多的钱放进你的口袋，它却是一个破旧的口袋。
And as if you have spent so much effort in making so much money, but then you have put the money into a bag.
没有什么东西留下来。
And nothing will remain.
神说你知道是为什么吗？
And God is asking them, do you know why?
就只有一个原因。
There is only one reason.
神的殿仍旧荒凉。你们却住自己的房屋。
The temple of the Lord is still in desolation, and you are rebuilding your own house.
主啊，我不是说我们不可以有自己的房屋啊，这都是外面的事。
That you cannot have your own house. This is just the external thing.
而是说我们到底生活的目的和中心是什么？
But we must recognize what is the center and the purpose of our lives.
所以神在这里叫哈该鼓励神的百姓，你们要上山去取木材来建殿。
So God sent Haggai to encourage his people, go up to the mountain and obtain material to build the temple.
要为着神家的建造，我们要去得材料。
And for the building of the temple of God, we must obtain material.
要为着神家的建造，我们要被制作。
And so in order for the construction of his house, then we must be built ourselves.
要为着那个圣殿，我们要被神建造配搭起来。
For we know the holy temple is to be built, then we must work together and to be fitted together.
我们来看神给他们的第二个劝勉啊，哈该书第二章。
And the second encouragement by the Lord Haggai, chapter 2.
整卷哈该书是哈该四次的讲话。
And the, in the book of Haggai, Haggai has spoken four times.
我们只能够读到第二个。
And we can only look at two of his speech today.
第二章第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强；约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚啊，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。”第六节，万军之耶和华如此说：“过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。”这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说：银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。所以哈该第一篇的信息重在警告和提醒。
And the first speech by prophet is emphasizing the warning and to remind.
讲完那次信息以后，在哈该书第一章十二节到十五节，你就发现所有的百姓就顺服，就起来重新建殿。
And after Haggai's first message from chapter 1 verses 1 through 15, then you know that the people took warning and rose up to rebuild.
从他们重新恢复建殿到殿完工，花了四年的时间。
And from the time they started to rebuild until the temple was done, it was 4 years.
所以前面这十六年的浪费。
So the 16 years spent in waste.
按着力量早可以建造四个建圣殿了。
And according to their strength, they could build the temple 4 times over.
当然圣殿只有一个，我只是比喻的说法。
And I'm only saying it in men's words.
弟兄姊妹，到了哈该书第二章，就重在安慰和鼓励。
And when it comes to Haggai chapter 2, then the Lord wants to encourage one more time and to comfort.
虽然我们的规模，我们的能做的何等的有限，但是神看为宝贵。
And although we are small people who can do very little, but God takes treasure of it.
而撒加利亚也一样起来，在第一章到第八章，他好几次的信息来劝勉神的百姓起来重新建造。
Likewise, for the prophet Zechariah, from chapter 1 through 4:8, he also encourages people to rise up to rebuild.
我们最熟的一段经文就是我们今天背诵的经文。
And the most familiar passage that, and is also our memory to.Verses to take memory.
神借着撒加利亚鼓励百姓说，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
And the Lord said through Zechariah that not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
大山啊，你算得了什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必要成为平地。
What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain.
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这工。
And the hand of Zerubbabel will establish the foundation of the temple, and in his hand that he shall finish it.
到第四节结束的时候，他说：“谁藐视这事的日子为小呢？”
And in verse 10, then he says, "And who has despised the day of small things?"
他说：“耶和华的眼目遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣，心便欢喜了。”
And then he says, "The plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel, they are the eyes of the Lord.Which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth.
当神真看见我们里面在那里从事建造的工作的时候
，And when the Lord really look at us, and if we are to rebuild the temple,
神的心何等的欢喜
！And how joyful is the heart of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，难处是真的。
It is true that we will have difficulties.
仇敌的破坏、攻击和伤害是少不了的。
And the destruction and the attack and the hurt of the enemy is something we cannot avoid.
但是神一直在这里劝我们，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But then the Lord constantly reminds us that it's not by might nor by power.
神要建立这工，神也要完成这工。
And God will manage the rebuilding and He also will finish it.
而这殿后来的荣耀要远远大过先前的荣耀。
He also promised the glory of this temple will be greater.Far greater than the former one.
弟兄姊妹，用我们的经历来说
，and according to our own experience,
我们对神的经历和享受
，and our experience of Him and enjoyment,
我们个人或者我们家庭或者整个教会在主面前蒙恩的度量和享受，都要比从前更好。
And if we had those experiences, then we know after the temple is rebuilt, then we shall enjoy and experience the blessings more and more.
神要给我们的恩典，给我们的祝福，远不止我们现在所经历的。
For the Lord's blessings and the joy that He gives to His people will be far greater than what we have now.
他把更大的祝福、更大的荣耀充满在我们中间。
Greater blessings and greater glory will be filled in our midst.
你如果是一个爱主的弟兄姊妹。
And if you are a brother or sister who loves the Lord,
你不是属于 Christian Assembly 或属于于鸿杰的
and you are not belonging to Christian Assembly or Brother Yu,
主耶稣说金子是我的银子也是我的
and the Lord himself says that gold is mine, the silver is mine.
你我每一个人都是为着神的荣耀而活的
and you and I and everyone is to live for the glory of God.
神要把我们震动把我们造句把我们建造起来
The Lord will shake heaven and earth and to fit us together and to rebuild us together.
你不喜欢这个教会没有关系。
If you don't like this church, it doesn't matter.
你不喜欢这个教会聚会的方式没有关系。
You don't like the style of the meetings of this church, it does not matter.
你不喜欢这里吃的饭更没有关系。
And you don't like the food we have for lunch, it doesn't matter.
你不喜欢这里的传道人更没有关系。
And you don't like the ministers here, it doesn't matter.
但是要爱神啊。
But one thing matters, that is you have to love God.
要体贴神的心意啊。
And you must identify with the heart of God.
要为着神的心意和建造，把命都拼上去。
And you must give your life to God, the Lord's purpose.
神见我们手拉线砣，他的心就欢喜。
And the Lord sees the rebel with the plumb line in his hand, and his heart takes joy.
他要把他的祝福赐给我们。
And he will give us all his blessings.
所以不仅仅他亲自帮助我们。
Not only he will promise to help us himself.
底下我们看见整个环境都在为他们效力。
And then we'll see that the all environments will even work together for their good.
我们来看以斯拉记。
And let us turn to Ezra.
我们先看以斯拉记第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4, Ezra.
犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长对他们说请容我们与你们一同建造因为我们寻求你们的神与你们一样等等等啊。那么第四节
Verse 4
因为第三节所罗巴伯不准他们他说我们建造神的殿与你们无干
And verse Three, Zerubbabel forbid them from to rebuild with them because he says that it has nothing to do with you.
第四节第五节那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候使他们手发软扰乱他们从波斯王古列连间直到波斯王大力乌登基的时候会买谋士要败坏他们的谋算弟兄姊妹所以圣殿就停工啊。我们看二十四节
Let's turn to verse 24
于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了直停到波斯王大力乌第二年那这里我用半分钟插出去一下啊。
I want to talk about this for half a minute.
第四章的第六节一直到二十三节。
And chapter 4, verse 6, all the way to 23.
是插进来的一段历史。
And it's the inserted passage of history.
那这些的反对跟攻击不是针对圣殿，是针对重建城墙的时候。
And this opposition from the enemy is not against the temple, but against the building of the wall.
因为这段第六节的故事是发生在亚哈水鲁王登基的时候。
And because this story happened when Artaxerxes became king.
那是五十年以后的事情。
And that was 50 years afterwards.
现在的人看会 confuse, 对以斯拉当时世代的人看他们不会 confuse。
I'm sorry, it's Ahasuerus, and today we would get confused, but at the time when the people read those, they would not be confused.
所以第六节到二十三节是五十年以后尼希米重建城墙的时候碰到的反对。
And that is the opposition Nehemiah met when they were trying to rebuild the walls for the city.
停工了十五年、十六年以后，第五章，那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚。奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话，于是他们就都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。这里说到我们第一层的帮助，神亲自用话语，用神的力量来坚固他们。
Chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 talk about God became their help and using his strength and his words.
第五章后面就发现马上就有人要起来控告他们。
And then the latter part of chapter 5 talked about how people rose up to accuse them.
这个控告不但没有控告成功，
Not only the accusation became of no use.
反而大力巫王一去查从前的圣旨，发现原来果然曾经下令过古列准他们回来。
But when Darius made the discovery with the scrolls of the past, then he discovered by decree that the former king had allowed the building.
所以第六章为了时间的缘故，我只挑一两节读啊。
So for time's sake, chapter 6, I'll read a few verses for you.
第七节，不要拦阻神殿的工作，要任凭犹大人的省长和犹大的长老在原处建造神的殿。那么第八节后面，王又下令说，你们要急速拨款做他们的经费，免得耽误工作。
Then about chapter 8, talk about then you shall provide all the expense from the king's tax.
第九节甚至告诉他们要丰富的供应他们羊、羊羔、麦子、盐、酒，要让他们的祭司都不缺乏。
And so that they have, they can rebuild. And verse 9 talked about that you must even provide for all the food and sustenance and sacrifice so that they can do the work.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真为着神心意活着的时候，
So if we truly live for God's purpose,
一定有仇敌的拦阻和攻击。
One thing for sure is that the enemy will attack and try to stop us.
但是另外一方面，
But on the other hand,
一定有神的喜悦和神的灵亲自的坚固和帮助。
Then God's joy and God's strength, a spirit will come to steadfastly help us.
而且更稀奇的事情，
And then the more marvelous thing,
因为万有都在神的手中，
Because we know that all things is in the hand of the Lord.
神能够调度万事来为我们效力。
That God will work all things together for us.
这原来的拦阻慢慢过去了。
And the original difficulties we found out they passed.
当我们真刚强胜过仇敌的时候，你发现一切都为我们效力。
And if we truly stand by the Lord's side, then we know that the Lord will help us.
仇敌只能够吓那些会被他吓到的人。
The enemy can only threaten those and intimidate those who can be intimidated.
当我们不被他吓到，甚至胜过他的时候，万有都为我们效力的。
And when we will not take his threat, then we know that all things will work for us.
所以第六章后面讲到全面侍奉的恢复。
The latter part of chapter 6 talk about the everyone is now restored.
我不去读它了。
And I'm not going to read it here.
整个圣殿盖好的时候，百姓的侍奉祭祀都恢复了。
And that the temple is restored and all the services restored.
真像哈该书说的，末后的荣耀要大过先前的。
And just like the prophet Haggai already prophesied, the latter glory will be greater than the former.
那我们刚才读过哈该，但是我们最后再读一段撒迦利亚书。
And we have read Haggai, but now let's lastly read the Zechariah again.
撒迦利亚书第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
第一节到第三节，我们一起同声的来读。
Verses 1 through 3, we'll read them together.
万军之耶和华的话临到我说，万军之耶和华如此说： 我为西安心里极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。耶和华如此说，我现在回到西安，要住在耶路撒冷中，耶路撒冷必称为诚实的城，万军之耶和华的山必称为圣山。好，弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等喜乐的图画啊！
Oh, what a beautiful and great joyful picture.
神为着这座城，为着这座殿，他心里极其火热。
And God was zealous for this temple and this city.
啊，不仅仅火热，现在有一个 good news， 有个好消息。
And now an even greater news is pronounced.
万军之耶和华说，我现在我要回到西安。
And the Lord of hosts said that I will return to Zion.
我要住在耶路撒冷中。
And dwell in the midst of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，好不好？我们都邀请主回到我们里面来。
And should we all invite the Lord to return to us?
原本是他的居所。
It is originally his dwelling place.
但是圣徒们居然把他关在门外。
But then the saint has closed him out, shut him out.
所以启示录第三章居然有说，看啊，我在门外叩门。
And therefore, Revelation chapter 3 talked about the Lord, Behold, I'm knocking on the outside.
主怎么被关到门外去了呢？
Then how come the Lord is on the outside?
圣殿本来就是神的居所。
The holy temple is God's dwelling place.
神的儿子居然不能够在圣殿里面要出去。
But now the Son of God could not dwell in it and he was outside.
让我们都起来重建圣殿。
So let us rise up to rebuild this temple.
我们个人的殿需要重建。
And our personal temple must be rebuilt.
我们的家庭需要重建。
And our family has to be rebuilt.
我们的教会需要重建。
And our church must be rebuilt.
不仅仅让我们重新回到一个崇高的人生生活目的里。
Not only will we return and to find this highest goal that God has for us.
让我们的人生有价值有意义。
And so that we will have value and meaning in our lives.
更重要的一件事情是荣耀的神，他说他要回到我们中间。
More importantly, the glorious God has said that I will return to us.
而在撒加利亚书第八章结束的时候
，In Zechariah chapter 8 when it ends,
二十节到二十三节
，verses 23 and 24.
万军之耶和华如此说：将来必有列国的人和多城的居民来到这城的居民必到那城说：我们要快去恳求耶和华的恩，寻求万军之耶和华，我也要去。
Verses
20 to 23. And then 23. 万军之耶和华如此说，在那些日子，必有十个人从列国诸族中出来，拉住一个犹大人的一襟说，我们要与你们同去，因为我们听见神与你们同在。哈利路亚，弟兄姊妹。今天我们活着多么不像子。
And although we do not have not obtained that yet,
我们左拉右拉，人不肯跟我们来教会。
And although so often we struggle with people here and there,
教会真刚强，真满了神的同在和祝福的时候。
But if the church is strong and full of the blessings of the Lord,
有十个人要来抓住我们的衣服，说我要跟你去。
And 10 people will come and to lay hold of us and say we want to follow you.
因为我们听见神跟你们同在了。
And because we have heard that God is now with you,
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
让我们这个教会真是成为一个完全以神为中心的教会。
And may our church become a God-centered church.
让神的荣耀回到我们中间来。
And the glory of the Lord may return to us.
让他愿意住在我们中间。
And so that the Lord is willing to abide in us.
不仅仅主耶稣喜欢来。
Not only the Lord Jesus is pleased to return here.
福音朋友们都喜欢来。
And even the gospel friends will find pleasure in our midst.
但愿我们教会的门是开着的。
And may our church always have an open door.
不要主耶稣来叩门的。
And the Lord will not need to knock on the outside.
当主耶稣和福音朋友来的时候，他们喜欢在我们中间。
And when the Lord Jesus and the gospel friends come, they will take joy in our midst.
我们希望我们教会的门不是像旅馆的旋转厅呢。
And we do not want the church door to be like the revolving doors.
不管主耶稣，不管福音朋友进来了，他们又出去了，他们不想留下来。
And we do not want the people who enter will just take a U-turn and go out again.
他们只是在旋转门进来，他们就想走了。
And so many people come in and go out through the revolving door.
弟兄姊妹，让教会重新起来。
But we want the church to rise up.
让我们在座的每一个家庭都重新起来。
And we ask every family to rise up.
每一个人都重新起来。
And each person to rise up.
岂不知你们就是神的殿吗？
And don't you know you are the temple of God?
这殿是圣的。
And this temple is holy.
这殿就是你们。
And this temple is you.
让我们起来重建圣殿。
Let us rise to rebuild his temple.
重建我们人生的目的。
To rebuild this hope for our life.
我们一起唱诗歌658首。
Let us sing hymn 658.
58. 我们一起站起来唱。
Ask everyone to rise to sing.
我们唱第二节跟第三节。
As if we are the marching soldiers to sing this hymn.
我们愿意答应神的呼召。
And to answer the Lord's calling.
我们愿意起来。
Let us rise up.
为着他的见证站住。
And stand up to stand for his testimony.
神在我们中间要做奇妙的工作。
The Lord will start to do marvelous work in our midst.
而且我们里面愿意更新我们里面对神的奉献。
And we also want to renew our offerings to him.
我们愿意真实以主为我们生活的目的。
Want to acknowledge the Lord as the purpose of our lives.
为我们家的目的。
And to be the goal of each family.
为我们教会目的。
And to be the center of our church.
愿意答应这个呼召，我们站到前面来唱。
And if you are willing to answer the Lord's calling, let us come forth to stand
here. 神要祝福我们。
And then sing the song, the Lord will bless us.
第二节、第三节。
Two and three.
唱快一点。
Sing faster.
来，起来，起来，为耶稣。